Okay, morning. We're on Sanhedrin Ayin Chet. We're going to start the second line from the top, Tan Rabbanan. So we're carrying on over here with the different ideas of grammar and cause and direct, etc. So the Baruch is like this, Tan Rabbanan. Okay, talk about it. Eku asara b'nei Adam ba'asara maklot umet. Okay, so we've all seen this Gemara before in Baba Kama. We have this Gemara in Baba Kama, where 10 guys, basically, 10 guys, gang beating, where 10 guys beat somebody up, right, and he dies. So now the question follows, who's chayev? Is anybody chayev? When we say chayev, once again, we must stress, right, chayev mitat beitin, right, everyone's chayev, b'nei shamayim, but chayev mitat beitin, right, so the question is, who's chayev? So the writer says as follows, Bain bevatachat, whether they all hit him in one shot together, Bain bezeacharzeh, or one after the other, each one takes a turn to kick him, right? Pturin, and patur. That's according to Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matthayr omer, bezeacharzeh, if it's one after the other, right? Ha'acharon chayav. The last one is chayav. Right, why? Because he's the guy that ultimately brought his death. Okay? Each one of them contributed, he was going to brought his death. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Vishnehem mikrai chad darshun. All both Rabbi Yehuda ben Matthayr and Chachamim learn from the same pasuk. What's the pasuk? Pasuk says, Ve'ish ki yake kol nefesh adam mot yumat. Ve'ish ki yake kol nefesh. Person who beats any nefesh, right? Mot yumat, is put to death. So what's the machloket over here? Right? Rabbanan savre, kol nefesh, adika kol nefesh. You have to have kol nefesh. You have to be completely, when the guy, person who kills you, has to kill a whole nefesh. Right? A perfectly healthy nefesh has to kill you. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matthayr savar, kol nefesh, kol du nefesh. As long as you've got a bit of nefesh left, you still consider it a nefesh. Look at Rashi there, the very first narrow lines. Kol adika kol nefesh. Ve'kamad mitchila siyu arishonim ba'arigato. Since each one contributed a bit to his death, leka kula nefesh b'makal achron. The last guy who kills you never killed the full nefesh. Therefore, he's not chayef.
What's the halakha?
What is the halakha? It's like chachamim.
So
seems to be chachamim.
Somebody's deadly ill and you pull the plug.
We're going to get to deadly ill. Deadly ill is a trifle. That's a separate issue. We're going to get to that just now. You're talking about euthanasia. I know. I also thought about that. We're not going to get into it, please.
Okay.
But I'm not. I don't want to. But we'll see. We're going to get to that. Okay. It's a separate issue over here altogether. Here, because you're the same, Rob, because here, at the moment when this gang war started, the guy was a healthy person. And slowly, one punch after the next, he got weak and weak and weak until the 10th guy killed him. You know what? It's a guy who's lying sick in bed. But that's a trefa. We'll see that just now. The Gemara discusses that. But I don't think it's exactly this case. So that is Iker Kol Nefesh. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Matthayr says, Kol Dehu Nefesh. Afilu Mikzata. Right? Even if there's a little bit of a Nefesh left, he's still Chayim. And look at Rashi there. Umihu. Rashi Zaeva. Heicha Dehikahu Bevat Achat. Lo Katlinan Lekuluhu. De Ish Ki Yake Amarachal Velo Shnaim Sheiku. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matthayr. I will say that when he's only cholek on Chachamim when it's the last guy, when it's one after the other. But if you all beat him up together, he says there you patru. Why? Not for the reasons of Chachamim, because he learns from Ish, from Nefesh. There he says, because the pasuk says, it says, Ish kiyake. It has to be a person who hit you. And yeah, it's people who hit you. So that's the separate reason. He's got a separate reason to Chachamim. Okay, of why he isn't cholek on the first part of the mashi. We'll see in a second. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matthayr savar kol nefesh kol. Okay, Amarava hakol modim. Yeah, exactly. Okay, hakol modim b'horiget atreifa shu patu. Okay, look at Rashi. Hakol modim shu b'horiget atreifa kagon nikev haveset or krum hamoach. What's a treifa? A person who won't live for 12 months. Now, the definition of treifa comes from an animal, right? So if you like with tarof yitrof, tarof yitrof, etc., right? That an animal who's been punctured, that's why you blow up the lungs after you shech the animal to see if it's got a hole in the lungs, right? There you see the animal had been mauled by a wild animal. It might have been a punctured part of his body, and therefore he wouldn't live. An animal that you can't eat, but the halacha is borrowed over here too as well. So a human being who's got, let's say, like his kruma moach. So what's that? The what do you call it? Say krumamoach.
The
other.
meninges.
Okay, well, that's a doctor talking. Tell us in layman's words. Now, what's it called? The membrane. The membrane of that covers the brain, or his veset, right? His windpipe is punctured. A guy's not going to last. Okay, he's on his last legs. And like Robert's brought up issue of euthanasia, which is obviously the classic case. And yeah, somebody comes along and kills him. So the Rava says you patur. Right, but now look at this. The goses bidei shamayim. Right, he says, "I'm a rabbi. I call body before he get a trade for shu patur, but be goses bidei shamayim shu chayev." See that? About goses bidei shamayim. What's a goses bidei? Look at Rashi. Shehu patur midelo afligu bei shma mina kevin de nikarim chatichat simanim chiyuto gavre ketil chashiv day. He's a dead man already. Right, the fact that he's lying there, he's a trefa. He's a dead man. The fact that he's standing there, it means nothing. So you kill the dead person. So that's why you patur. But begoses b'dei shamayim, uba acher v'hargo. See this. Hako modim shechayev. Delo it avid bei maase bereshim v'hu kachay. So that's when you're beating up a guy along the way, and now you're seeing that he's basically not going to live because he's been punctured and beaten up. But yeah, a guy who's dying a natural death, he's a goses b'dei shamayim. You can't come along and kill him. No maase was done. So I think that would be the case over here. Right? Lo nechleku. So now says Rava like this. Lo nechleku ele goses. So this is going back now to the machlok tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira. Right? We said if it's a kol shehu, right? Whether you have to have a nefesh kol shehu or kol nefesh. Remember? So Rava says like this. Lo nechleku ele goses bidei adam. Where was the machlok there between Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira and Chachamim? Was a goses b'dei adam, where he was being beaten up and he was therefore basically going to die because people had damaged him. Mar medami la treifa. The one side will say that he yupatru wa because he's like a treifa. A goses b'dei adam. Well, mar medami la goses b'dei shamayim. And the other guy says, no, he's a goses b'dei shamayim. Until he's dead, he's dead. He's not dead, he's alive. Right? The medami de la treifa. The one who says he's like a treifa, he says he's obviously yupatru. Why? Why time alone with Damiel Goses b'dei shamayim? Why doesn't he say no? He's actually like a Goses b'dei shamayim until he's dead. He says why? He says Goses b'dei shamayim lo it avid by master. That's what Rashi said earlier on. Nothing was done to him. Hi, it avid by master. But yeah, things were done to him. He was beaten up. He was broken up. He was smashed up. Uman Damiel Goses b'dei shamayim. And the guy who says Yuchayev, Rabbi Yehuda ben Mateira, who says that Yuchayev because he says like Damiel shamayim. My time alone Damiel treifa. Why do you call him a treifa? He says a treifa michat chay simanim. Ha lo michat chay simanim. A treifa is obviously a treifa because you check his brain, you see that he's good, that his windpipe is punctured, or his membrane of his brain is smashed, right? Or well, this case isn't, so it's completely different. Okay, so it's interesting that I also thought of the euthanasia.
What's the rational difference between somebody who's bidei shamayim and someone who's beaten up?
Because bidei shamayim is it says no maase, a guy's lying there and he's dying. You can't come along and decide that he's already gonna die. How do you know he's gonna die? A treifa has got a chazoka that he won't live for a year.
Okay, let's say you line up all the greatest doctors. They look at this guy. He says he's about to die. Well, it turns out that he was beaten up by a gang. And look at this guy. He's about to die. Turns out he has some terrible disease. He's about to die. They're both about to die.
Okay, but as I said at the beginning of the discussion, I didn't want to get into it.
That's fine.
You can't do it. Okay, well, you're right. I brought it up. I apologize. Okay. It's a master, right?
That's the question. Why is the master different?
So he's saying objectively, what's the difference? You look at the guy today. He's
well, the other. Someone who's been knocked down by a car.
Yeah.
Probably. If he's got the simanim, he's got the simanim. Right. But then the guy's beaten up, also got simanim. So we've got a double-sided, yeah. It's Avi Bei Maase and Simanim. So sometimes you use that, sometimes you okay. Tani Tana Kamei Rav Sheshet. Right? So a guy taught his bride in front of Rav Sheshet. He said like this. V'ish ki akeh kol nefesh adam. What's the pasuk saying to us? The pasuk we brought earlier on. V'ish ki akeh kol nefesh adam mot yumat. Right? What's that pasuk teaching us? He says, Amakeh et chaveiro v'ein bo kedei lahamit. Right? When you originally hit your friend, you weren't going to kill him. And then came a second guy along, right, who chayev. Rashi says acharon chayev. Okay, that's what it says. It says ve'ish ki yake ko nefesh adam mot yumat. Right, number the fact that he died from a punch doesn't mean that you necessarily chayev. Right, at the time that you punched him, he wasn't going to die. After the second guy came and punched him, the second guy would be chayev. Right. The Gemara says, "Ein bok del hamit pshita." What's a chiddush avia? The first guy who punched him, we just said, right? The ein bok del hamit. So why would you think that he'd be chayev? Where's the havim that the first guy would be chayev? So the Gemara says, "Ela yesh po kedel hamit." So the Gemara backtracks and changes. He says, "You're right." So now we rephrase the pasuk. So what's the chiddush on the pasuk? Yesh bo kedel hamit uba acher vehemito shehu chayev. Right? That you correct. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that if you punched him enough to kill him, but somebody else came along and punched him, he's the guy who's chayev. The first guy's in chayev.
We already said that.
Okay? So that's exactly what we learned later on. We said, but that was a machloket, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taira and Chachamim. Right there, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taira was the one who said that acharon chayev, shekirev mitato. Here, Rava seems to be saying it, not as Rabbi Yehuda ben Taira, as a halocha. Right? He seems to be saying it as a stam. And the Gemara, so the Gemara straight away says, Vestama, and that was said, Stam, who is that? Kabul and Mateira. Okay, so that's how he round circles it, right? Now, I'm a Rava, and Rava says again, Haorega Trefa Patu. Yeah, we spoke about this earlier on, right? So Rava's taking all these, this brighter, what came out of this brighter, and he's going a little bit expanding on it. Haorega Trefa Patu, Utrefa Sheharag Bifnei Beitin Chayev. But look at this. He says, Haorega Trefa. So a person who killed a treifa is patur, that's pshat to us. We understand that because we weren't there in the brighter. But he says now a treifa, okay, who kills somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now we make a distinction. Bifnei beitin, if he killed him bifnei beitin, in other words, the dayanim saw him killing, so then he's chayev mita. But shelo bifnei beitin, if they weren't beitin, people didn't see him. Right, he wasn't in front of Beitin when he killed them, and they were 18 even, and they came to Beitin.
Sure.
Doesn't matter, he's still patur.
That's
the way before Beitin, Mamash, Dayanim Rahu Oto Horeg. Right? Patur.
Beitin could be any three men. Doesn't
mean. I don't think in this case about any three men. I think Beitin over here means the Dayanim. I'll tell you why I don't think so. Look here. Bifnei Beitin, right, Chayev, why? Dichtiv, ubi'arta hara mikirbecha. And that seems to be speaking specifically to the Dayanim. Right? Because look here, look at the Pasuk. V'hanaviyahu, ocholem achalomahu, yumat, ki dibei Yisrael, Hashem lokechem, motzi etchem et Yitzrayim, v'hoftecha mibayit avadim, la'adicha mibnei eretz, asher tzivecha shecha, lechem, ubi'arta hara mikirbecha invarim. That's talking about, yeah, killing the Navi, right, who's a false Navi. That's not anybody. So that's what I'm saying. The Pasuk, the Makor ubi'arta hara, seems to be speaking specifically to Beit Din. So why is it over here? Normally you wouldn't kill him. Right, we'll see in a second why you don't kill him if he wasn't in front of Beit Din. In front of Beit Din, even though normally he'd be patur from Mita, when Beit Din sees something, they've got an additional chiyuv of bi'arta hara mikirbecha. Therefore, it's extraterritorial. Outside the halacha, Beit Din has to stop this injustice taking place amongst Israel. So that's a gzeirat hakatuv. I'm saying, nachon, but it's the Beit Din. It's not l'shloshtam shlosha anashim, right? I think. So b'yad mikra shelo b'fnei Beit Din, but now, shelo b'fnei Beit Din, patur, why? Tahavi le'edut she'i ata yachol lahazimah. Here comes the chiddush. And we've learned this before, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've learned this before that any time you've got Eidim, the test, the litmus test of if Eidut can work is if there can be Hazama. Right? We've learned that already before. Right? That Gemara over here, you'll see the Commissioner Lashas, the El Mem Aleph, any Baba Kama. So we had it a few dap ago, Mem Nun Samach Ayin, 30, about just over a month ago. Any Baba Kama, we learned it. That the test of Eidut is can Eidut stand up to Hazama? In other words, if you can't do Hazama with the Eidim, then the Eidim aren't good Eidim. Now, why can't you do Hazama is that we say that Eidim say that Chaim and Yaakov come along and they say that we saw this guy killing so-and-so, right? And then other Eidim arrive and say to the two Eidim, how could you have seen him? The murder took place in Talmond, God forbid. The murder took place in Tira, right? And you were with me at the courtyard, davening Shachar and Rosh Chodesh. So you couldn't have been there. Right? Right, so you weren't there. That's Hazama. So now, one second. So now, what do we say? But Asher Zamam.
punishment.
Yeah. Right, the punishment is what he wanted to cause. Chaim and Yankel, who wanted to cause that guy to get skilla. Now they will get skilla. Mm-hmm. But now let's look at the situation. How can they get skilla? Because they were going to kill a treifa. They can say to Adi, wait a second, but we're not treifas. He was going to die anyhow.
They can't kill him.
So I'm on a treifa, so I've got to do Asher Zamam. We have to kill him now. Just like they were going to kill a treifa, they've got to now make the Adim into treifas to kill them as treifas. The Gemara is taking it to the nth degree. You've got to do Asher Zamam. You wanted to now have a treifa killed, therefore we've got to kill you like you wanted to kill him. We've got to make you into treifas to kill him. Since they aren't treifas, you can't kill him.
That's why they're patur.
Because they can never create the circumstance that they would have been that they'd created. Okay? So that's the chilush avia. Look at Rashi avia. Hold on, shilobi fnei baitin. It's a treifa, chayav, commandim. No, where's that? Mr. Rashi avia? There's no Rashi.
If they kill in front of the Beit Din.
In front of Beit Din. But that's because of the Gzerat HaKatuv of Ubi Artara Mikirbecha. So we ignore the, it's no longer Din of Hatra. Maybe even without Hatra and without Beit Din. There's a bit of a problem here. We learned before that if the Dayanim can't be Adim. Remember that? We learned it as well. That Dayanim can't be Adim because they've lost all objectivity because they saw the guy doing something. How can they have now listeners to Dayanim? So here you can see this Gzera Akatuv acts outside all the laws of Beit Din and of Eidut and everything. Completely separate. Right? So Viyata Yachol Azimah Loshma Beit Din. But I've got a Shalobifnei Beit Din. There's a Rashi. Sorry. Shalobifnei Beit Din. Look at the Rashi there. Shalobifnei Beit Din. It's in line with the words Treifa Mechatchei Simanim. Can you see it? Va'ata ba'al chayvo al pi edim patur. Why? The ain edutan edut. Why not? The havi edut shi'ata yachol azima lekayim ba'adin azama. Sh'im huzmu ain eragin. Why not? The gavrei ketile ba'u lemiktal. They wanted to kill a dead man, but they're alive. So that's why they're completely different. Okay, it's a bit of mind gymnastics, I accept, but see the Gemara. Now, we're even going to go one step further. So now the chodesh lo shomet, but I'm a rava. Haroveya et atrei fechayev. Okay, a person who has relations, right, molests a treifa, he's chayev. Right. Look at Rashi there. Et atreifa adam treifa v'ravo chaver mishkav zachu. Okay, and he has a relation with that. Chayev. Why is he chayev? Daha ika hana'a. Because even though the guy's a treifa, right, he still has hana'a. Why does he have anaha? Look at Rashi. Look at Treifa Shirava. Hold on one second. No, not the Treifa. The Reveya. That's the Reveya gets is Chayev. The Reveya is a Treifa Chayev. Chayev, the Haika Anaha. Right? But a Treifa Shirava Bifnei Beiti. Now we go again. We make a distinction. Treifa Shirava. A treifa himself. Now, that was when you had relations with a treifa. And you weren't a treifa. But now a treifa, who rava, right? Who had relations, sodomizers. Adam Ragil, okay. Bifnei Beit Din, if he did it in front of Beit Din, he's chayev. Why? Like we said. Dichtivu bi'atra mikribecha. Shelo bifnei Beit Din is patur. Right? So now, it's like this. Bifnei, no, because he's a treifa.
But he's already dead.
One second. No, he's not dead yet.
He's a treifa.
He's not dead. He's considered a dead person.
Right.
But you killing a dead person, you can't speed up the death. The punishment, we'll see in a second. Just go with me one second. Shalom ibn Beitin Patur. Bifnei Beitin Chayev. Why? Dichtiv Ratam Rekabecha. Shalom ibn Beitin Patur. Why is he Patur? Dahavila Eidut Shetachol Azima. Same idea. Right? Because when you bring this Beit Din, when you bring this treifa to Beit Din, so Adim come along and they say, we warned him and we saw him and he sodomized and now we're going to bring that Eidut, we can't use that Eidut. Because it's Eidut shelo nitan lahazama. Because when the other Adim, the Adim come lahazim, he Adim come along and say, we saw him sleep molesting that man and we warned him. Now other Adim come along and say, but you couldn't have seen him because you were with us.
Okay.
But they can't, says Avyasebok, says Imam, they can't do to him what he wanted to do to them, because he wanted to have a traifer killed. These Aidim aren't traifers. So they can't, same idea. That's why he's patur. Not because of anything. He's patur because we don't start the Beitin. We don't start the din. Because the Aidim can't be Aidim la'azama.
If the witness was a traifer.
Watch it, now comes the next case. Now you're jumping the gun. Yeah, the Gemara's ahead of you there. Okay? Look here. So that is that answer there. Now, about to make it. The Chol is about. Ha tu lamid. The Gemara first asked like this. Ha tu lamid. Why do we need this? Exactly the same case. Ha nu hach. What's in between the case of Horeg or the case of Roveya? Yeah. The same idea. Exactly the same. Isn't that right? So the Gemara says, ha Roveya ta treifa. It's chichalei. No, we need it, right? Why do we need it? Because what would you have thought? Lihave command the mesham shemet veliftar. We needed it because of the case of Roveya. The guy who's Roveya, the traifer, the guy who has relations with the traifer, we might have thought, like you all saying over here, that the traifer's dead already. So he had relations with a dead person. And Roveya with a dead person, you don't put a guy to death for. It's not recommended, right? But you don't kill him. So therefore, you might have thought that Roveya, even though we said there was Hana'a, that's why he was Chayav earlier on, you might have thought, wait a second, but he arrested the dead person, and therefore he's Patur. Kamashwaran, Dimishum Hana'ahu, that there's Hana'a here, Vahai, in this case, Itle Hana'a, look at Rashi, Itle Hana'a, why? Vahai, Itle Hana'a, Val Roveya Tameit, Leika Hana'a, there's no Hana'a, why? Shavachim Mutohu Lachlutob Tzinah, the body's quite, it's already dead, it's hard, it's cold, it's hard. There's no hana'a for whatsoever. Okay, now, v'amar Rava, now comes David's point. Eidim shehe idu betreifa v'huzmu. So we just saw now, Eidim shehe idu betreifa. Right? And they were huzmu. Right? Einer again, right? They can't be killed. Why? Because we said that we can't create a situation like the treifa. The Eidim themselves weren't treifas, so therefore they patur. But now what about Eidei treifa? But Eidim Shehe Idu Betreifa for Huzmu Enragin. Eidei Treifa. But now, if the Eidim themselves were Treifers and they gave Eidut on a Treifa, right? So now we've got the same story. Now they're equal. Now he's a Treifa, he's a Treifa. Right? Shehuzmu Neragin. But I'm not. I know why you're saying that, but it doesn't make sense then, because it's not Asher Zamam. Because they're traifers and he wasn't a traifer. Should be that they're both traifers. You know what I mean? I don't know what it says there, but I'm saying, but pshat. You know, we can't go by what it says there. We've all got brains, right? We've got to think of ourselves. Yeah, it's pshat. If the Eidim are traifers, I know what you're saying, because I saw the Gemara as well. But if the Eidim are traifers and he wasn't a traifer, then it's not kasher zamam. Why in the reverse it wasn't the case and he had his case?
No, I think if they would give Eidim Eidut on a treifa, they would also be patur.
Why? Our whole reason why we said that the Eidim couldn't, there wasn't Hazama, because he was a treifa and the Eidim weren't treifas. If you couldn't do to them like they were treifas. If he isn't a treifa and the Eidim are treifas, then again you can say, but he wasn't a treifa, I'm a treifa. The whole Chiddush only seems to work with me if they're both treifas. I don't know.
The second lot of witnesses can't kill the first lot of witnesses.
No, so that's exactly the case. That's our talk of here. So Eidim. So look, that's why I think it's right. Look at the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, Afilu Eidei Treifa, Shehuzmu Einaragin, Lefisha Einan Bezomemei Zomemin. He goes now one step down. That's why I think, I know that the Gemara don't explain it this way, but to me it doesn't work the other way. Because look, what's Rav Ashi's Chiddush? Rav Ashi comes along and says, we wanted to say that stage one, this guy is a treifer, and the two Eidim who come are not treifers, right? We can't do Eidut Yahwa, because we can't do Hazama to those Eidim, because he's a treifer, they aren't treifers. Now we come along and we say that this guy is the guy that they're setting him up, and the Eidim who came are treifers.
Oh,
are treifers. The Gemara says they're treifers, and they near again. So now the way that, how does your Gemara explain? By the way, how does your Gemara explain?
If a person is not killed,
right? So then,
Kalvachomer that a treifer is not killed. for giving edut on a treifa.
I don't know. But yeah, the Rav Ashi...
To testify against it. Against
that's the halacha. I don't want the halacha. I want to see what the Gemara says. Not the halacha. Okay, but let's ignore now whether he's a treifa or not a treifa. Rav Ashi comes along and says, even if these guys were treifas, they can't be killed. Why? Because if the next set of Adim come along, yes, and Mezim, the Adim who did Hazamah to these Adim, then they can't be killed. Because they can't be like these Adim, because they aren't treifas and these Adim are treifas. So let's ignore this guy for the meantime. Rav Ashi's chiddush doesn't make a difference whether how we learned it over here. But he says that and because we have to have not only zomimim to Adim, but we have to be able to have a zomimim to the zomimim, then even if these guys were treifas, they still won't be killed. Okay? So it makes a difference whether however we learn it. All right. So that's Rav Ashi. Filu ena treifa juzbu ena regina fisha ein bezomim e zomim. Okay, v'amar Rava, it's now a new halacha now. V'amar Rava, shor treifa sheharag chayev. Here comes a wild halacha this. Shor treifa sheharag is still chayev. Even though a shor is a treifa, you might have thought, okay, the shor is a muad. Okay, he's killed now. And therefore he's chayev skila. But we might say, you know what, since he's a treifa, we don't kill him. No, shor still gets killed. The shor shel Adam treifa, but look at this, but a shor who belongs to a treifa, and he killed is patur. Right? Why is the shor that kills, who belongs to a treifa, is patur? Why? My time is the Gemara. Amar kra, we'll see Rava. Amar the pasuk says, Ashor yisakel v'gam be'alav yumat. Right? V'im shor agum imbo shel shom, v'ad be'alav, v'lishmeren three times. V'emit ishor yishai, kill somebody, Ashor yisakel v'gam be'alav yumat. Okay, remember that from Baba Kama, right? V'gam be'alav yumat. Now, I don't think we actually kill the owner of the shore. No, right, he pays money. But the Torah calls it the gambal of Yumat. After the shore Muad, but he isn't killed. You don't kill a person because his shore was a Muad. The Torah considers him responsible, and he should have paid, but ends up paying monetary compensation. That's my recollection. Well,
the family have got the right to kill him.
Not the owner of the shore. Only the shore. They kill the shore. If your shore runs around killing somebody, they don't come and kill you.
You've got the right to kill somebody.
You've got no right to kill any. That's something different. That's exerted akatu.
Executed by the hand of God.
He says, "Bidei shamayim." You can't kill a guy because his ox killed somebody. Anybody's dog goes and bites somebody, you go kill the guy. Please, you can't kill a guy for that. We learned that. You don't kill him. He pays money, but the Torah considers him responsible. Right? And he'll get din in shamayim, but you can't kill him in this world. Right? I'm sorry, Dave, I upset you about that, but okay. Right? He says, right, so now what happens over here? Because the Pasuk says, V'gam ba'alav yumat. So look what Rava says. Kol ha'eched de karina bay v'gam ba'alav yumat. Karina bay, Ashur, whenever we've got a case where the owner could have been put to death, then you've got Ashur Yisakel. Now, an owner who's a treifa, if he had done the killing, he can't be put to death. Therefore, he's sure gonna put a death either, right? Now,
there's no logic. It's just according to the
Kra, right? Yeah. Right. Rav Ashi comes along and says like this: Rashi Amar Afilu Shor Treifa Nami Sheharag Patur. Rav Ashi goes even further and says, you know what? Not only is the shore if the Barabai is a treifa is patur, but even the shore himself, who's a treifa is patur. Why my timer? Kevan de ilu ba'alim havu ptire. Since the owners, if they were a treifa, would be patur. Shor nami patur. Okay, see, learns a completely. So not the other way. It's in addition. Right. So that's okay. Now Amrav Acha. Now we go back to the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah said she saboy takelev v'chud. Right? If he incited the dog or incited the snake, he's patur. Mm-hmm. But if he actually took the dog or he took a snake and stuck a snake on his hands, he's chayv. So Amrav Acha bar Yaakov k'she timtzeloma. Right? What's that timtzeloma? Timtzeloma means that when we actually look into it and we examine it and we understand what's going on, this is the outcome. What's the outcome? Le'diver Rabbi Yehuda. What do we conclude? Rabbi Yehuda, who says you were right, he says that you were chayv. Remember. Rabbi Huda aras nachash ben chinavu omed. He says that the venom is there. The venom's in the snake's teeth, and therefore when you stuck the snake's teeth on the guy's hand, it's as if you put the venom into his arm and you killed him.
Lefichach machish besayif, right? Therefore, it's as if basically, right? You killed him as anybody who would kill a guy with a sword, and he gets his chayav also mita. V'nachash patur. But the Nachash is patur. Why is Nachash patur? Nachash did nothing. Well, the Nachash couldn't help it. The venom was in his teeth. You stuck the teeth into the guy's arm. The Nachash was just a passive bystander who you were using his teeth to kill somebody. Uledivrei Chachamim, aras Nachash me'atzmo hu meki. He brings out the self. Now, it's quite interesting because I think there's snakes who do both, right? I mean, I'm not a big snake expert, but all of us have been to snake pox, and you get the lectures that some snakes... that only when you bite them, like there's some sort of, what do you call it?
Venom?
An instinct that releases the venom. And other snakes, the venom's then as you bite them, they bite them. I think it's the question of bite them. You got a nice picture. Does it say anything on that?
To what degree is the discharge of venom a volitional act on the part of the snake? Is the venom discharged to the snake's own volition, or is it a reflex that is activated automatically when the snake's fangs appear to be...
Did you not say if they both tap, okay?
I've seen a snake...
Certain venomous snakes have a groove in their fangs, while others have fangs that are really hard.
Okay, so those snakes could be described as having venom within their fangs, yeah. Okay, so I think that's what we've all been to. That's what I'm saying, The different types of snakes, I think, is different types of snakes, right? So therefore, he says, therefore, that case, the Nachash gets skiller, right? The Nachash gets skiller, because we know from the pasuk of Shor Yisakel. Shor Yisakel is just an avtipus, right? But all the animals are chayav skiller if they kill. Not only a shor. I think Rashi says it, look at Rashi here. Levichach Nachash skiller, kedin shor sheimit, right? Rashi like kedin sheimit, the kol behaime v'chaya keshor hain, ele shedavar, shedibera katub behoveh. The Torah just spoke about the common cause. The common cause is a shor. But everybody had the casting. Okay, let's move. Matnitin. Hamaket chavaru even by Megrof. New Mishnah. Hit your friend with a stick or with your punch. V'amdu lemita. Now Chachamim were omed this guy and he's going to die. V'hekel mimashaya. And the situation gets better. He improves. Right? U'lachar miken hichbid. And then he takes a turn for the worse and dies yuchayev. So then Chachamim assessed he's going to die. Then he started getting happy and excited. Looks like the guy's going to live. Right? But look at Rashi, says it's very important. Look at the very last Rashi at the bottom of the page. V'hekel mima shehaya, v'chazru v'amduhu l'chayim. So they assessed him a second time. We're going to see just now, right? There was a second omed done. And the Chachamim assessed him, they said, I'm going to live. So maybe now the guy's patu, right? And then what happened was, right? So according to Chachamim, the fact that there was an omed done once that he was going to die, that stays. If he dies, he dies.
Life, what happens?
He comes back to life. The question is, if you've killed this guy already, do you have to bring him back to life as well or not? Right? Right? I understand. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer Patur. Right? Nechemiah says that he's Patur. Why is he Patur? She raglaim ledavar. There's raglaim ledavar. What do you mean raglaim? Look at Rashi. Raglaim ledavar. She lo meit mit machmat makazo. She rehekel. There's raglaim. There's what's about a glimmer davar? Yeah, but there's like a basis, right? Basis. Grounds to say that this guy didn't die from that. Yeah, because we saw that he improved, and people don't know that maybe they don't. That's Rabbi Nechemiah. Okay, the Gemara like the Tanya. So now we got a brighter that expands in our Mishnah. Etzor Darish Rabbi Nechemiah, right? This is how Rabbi Nechemiah draws. This is a pasuk. Im Yakum, right? We all know this pasuk. Im Yakum, the guy gets up. So the previous pasuk, it's important, I actually wrote it here. The previous pasuk is as important as this pasuk. I'm going mad. Almost sure I wrote this pasuk down.
Yeah, you fit.
Can't believe it. Ah, here we are. I wrote it. Okay. V'chir rivun anashim. Okay, people are fighting. One hits the other one. Be'even or be'grof, and he punches him or he hits with a stone. Ve'lo yamut, and never killed him. Ve'nafal le'mishkav. Okay, that's the pasuk. Then the pasuk says, so now he never killed him, but he had to go to bed. Okay, couldn't walk around. That's pasuk yudchet. Then pasuk yudtet says, ve'im yakum, now he got up, after he lay down. V'hitalech b'chutz, and he wandered around amishanto. We'll see amishanto in a second. Amishanto can sometimes mean with a stick, but here amishanto, we'll see Rashi brings unkelus, who says al mishanto means al borio, that he was completely fine, right? Al mishanto. Venika hamake, and now the guy who beat him up is completely absolved of any murder charges. Rakshifto yiten, he pays him for the bed rest that he lost. Verapo yirapen, his medical costs. Okay, we learned about the kamer, all the different, the five damages, right? He might pay him all chafah, boshet, and all that sort of stuff. But that's Rabbi Nehemiah. It's like it's im yakum vitalech bachutz, right? Al mishanto venika hamake. Look at Rashi, the al mishanto metargeminan, right? That's unklus. If you look in the pasuk unklus, it translates that pasuk mishpatim al boria. You see that, which means completely healthy, working around perfectly, right? Look at Rashi, shenitrape legamre. Venishan al kocho. That's what he means. Nishan al mishanto. Right, not a mishenit. Right, that's right. Huh? So says Rabbi Nehemiah. He brings the pasuk and he says, because remember Rabbi Nehemiah said that he's patur because raglaim ledava. Right. So now the Gemara is like, so what's going on over here in this pasuk? Vichitale al daatcha sheze mahalech pasuk v'ze neirag. Obviously the guy's patur. If the guy's wandering around. Right? Yeah, okay, maybe he came back to life. Yeah, you know, I never thought of Robert's option, right? Then that's he died and then he came back to life. Right? But on the assumption that he never came back to life, okay? What you're going to think of this guy's going to, you're going to kill the guy because he beat him. The guy who was beaten up is wandering around, and the guy who killed him, who supposedly killed him, is you killed him. Obviously not, right? So what's going on over here? So he said like this, Ella, what's the pasuk telling us? Ze she'amduhu lemita. There was an Omed. Beitin assessed him, he's going to die. Vahakel mimashaya, and he got better. And ulachar kach hichbit, and then he died. Umait. And that's part, and then the pasuk says he's patur. That's what it means, venika. Venika, because the pasuk says, right? Im vichirvun nashim, vikeshavim regrof, venafal, right? Venafal. Obegrof veloyamut venafale mishkav. He was gonna die, and then the im yakum italech pachutz. And now he got up. You patur, even if he dies afterwards. That's Rabbi Nehemiah's vote. Because raglaim ledavar, right? So the Gemara said like this. Okay, that's very nice. But Rabbanan, how do they deal with this? What's this high v'nikah make? Right? How can it be nikah? Ma darish bay, what do they use that v'nikah make po? Melamed, they say, v'chofshin oto. That you put him in, you arrest him. What do you mean you arrest him? V'nikah make means that until we see if the guy lives or dies, we put him in jail. So that he doesn't run away in case the guy dies. We keep him locked up and we wait and see what's going on. Right? So Rabbi Nehemiah, Chavisha Minale, obviously Rabbi Nehemiah has to agree with this as well. So where does he learn? Look at Rashi quickly. That very on the second narrow lines. Behind the nikamim lamet shechovshin oto im amduhu lemita. Right, when Chachamim assess the guy's going to die, chovshin et amake, they put him away. Shlo yivrach ad sheniru im yamut olav. Right, it doesn't run away. Lahachi aki ati v'nikah make demash melekeshi akum v'nikah. Right, michlal da ad hashte chavushu. See that? He says, v'nikah hamakeh, when the guy gets up, when it's established that he's healthy, wandering around, we let him go. Until now, he was here with us in jail. Right? So, Nehemiah, Chavisha Minale, where does Rabbi Nehemiah learn this Chavisha from? Because he needs that pasuk, v'nikah hamakeh, for the second omdina, or the first, for the two omdina, right? So, where does he get it from? Yalev imakoshesh. He learned in the case of the makoshesh. The makoshesh, they locked him up. Look at Rashi there. Dichtiva yanichu oto b'mishmar. Lock the Mekoshesh up. So we see that anybody who comes and we need time to assess something, with the Mekoshesh, Moshe had to go and check the story, right? Until we know the story, we lock him up. That's what we know it from. So until we know what to do, we hold him up, we lock him up in custody, right? V'rabanan, nami liyofe mimokoshesh. So why can Rabbanan use Mekoshesh? In the parsha with Mekoshesh, Eitzim on Shabbos, we came, that Moshe arrested him, locked him up, and went to speak to Hashem to find out what to do with him. So he says, just like they lock him up. And so the Gemara says, so why do Kontrabanan use Mekoshesh? What do they need?
What do you know which kind of meat
he is? Wait, 1 second. You've seen the Gemara. But 1 second, David. Hold on, you'll see. Because that's Rabbanan's answer. Why we can't use Mekoshesh, right? Because Mekoshesh, Rabbanan, why can't they use Mekoshesh? Why do they need Venikamake? He says, no. Mekoshesh was a different story altogether. Because what was Mekoshesh? Moshe knew Bar Ketalehu. The guy was Chayev Mita. His concern only was, Moshe lo have a yad a katle, but my life okay. How to kill him? Do we kill him with skiller, with herik, with chenik, with shreifa? That was the question. But neither, this is not the same case over here. Here we've got to decide whether the guy's chayev mita or not. There we knew he was chayev mita, so Mekoshesh doesn't work for Rabbanan. So 1 second, the Gemara says, right, so Rabbi Chaim is the same problem, right? Look here, look at man again, hi, the lawyer didn't eat bar, hi, with our guy. The lawyer didn't eat bar ketaluhu, he loved bar ketaluhu. That's why Mekoshesh can't work. So now, like Ira said, so we got to say, how's Rabbi Nechemiah deal with Mekoshesh? No, so, Rabbi Nechemiah, how can he use Mekoshesh if it's the same thing? Because Mekoshesh, we knew he was Chayv Mita, and here we don't have his Chayv Mita. He says, no, you're right. Not from Mekoshesh, Yalif mi Megadef. Learn that from the Megadef. Because here also, as well, the Megadef also got locked up. The law have a yade e bar ketaluhu v'chavshu. That Moshe with the Megadef, he never knew his Chayv Mita. With the Mekoshesh, he knew his Chayv Mita. He just never knew which Mita. With the Megaref, he knew his Chayv Mita. He locked it up. He went to ask Hashem, is he Chayv Mita or not? Right, so now we've got a Mekor.
You don't know what Mita you get for Kilul Shabbat.
That's why Mekoshesh was... what Mita? Are you saying... We know now, because we've learned the Gzeres Shava of Mot Yumat from Mehem Bam, remember? We learned to Mehem. We had a Gzera Shava of the Mehem Bam. We said that was the case of with Avodah Zorah. Which was it? With Oven Idoni, Shkoch. That we had there. But Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't got to that sugya yet. Right? So he had to go and ask Hashem. He hadn't got to that sugya, obviously, right? He hadn't learned that sugya yet. V'Rabbanan, Megadef. So now how come? So now we've got Megadef. So we've got Megadef, then why... What do Rabbanan need the pasuk for? It says, no, Megadef Horat Shaayeta. That's not a binyan. That was a one-off, and therefore you can't use that all the time. How do we know that? Because the time you got a bright time. Your day aya Moshe Rabbeinu Sha Mekoshesh Bemita. All right, this is going back now to the Mekoshesh. Shneemar Mechaleleha Mot Yumat. El lo yahaya yodaya ba'ezi mita neherag. Shneemar ki lo... The pasuk over there says, Vayanichu oto b'mishmar ki lo forash ma yayase lo. See that? So he hadn't learned the sugar yet. He was getting there. Yeah, other things to do. About Megadef, lo ne'emar bo. But with Megadef, it doesn't say, lo ne'emar, it says, v'yanichu b'mishmar, lifrosh lahem api Hashem. It didn't say there, lo porash ma yaseh. It just said, b'chal, what to do? We don't know what to do. Ela lefresh lahem api Hashem. So this is now 1 second. We got to understand now this bright is being brought over here to show us why Rabbanan can't learn from Megadef, right? Remember that. So we've set up the basis. Now it was like follows. Bishlom Rabbi Nechemia, Hainu Dichtivi Trei Umdana. Now we understand why for Rabbi Nechemia, right? He uses the two psukim because in the Psukim, there are two umdinas, right? There's two umdinas. Chad umdina lemita v'chaya. One umdina is whether the guy lives or dies. V'chad umdina lemita, if he's going to die, v'hakel mimashaya, and he gets better and he recovers, and then he dies. Remember, we did two umdinas. Remember, that was Rabbi Yechemia's whole vort at the very beginning, remember? He says, the pasuk says, "V'chirun ben Hashem," it says, "V'lo yamut v'nafal lemishkav," right? And then chamder umdana, and then the second pasuk was, "V'im yakum v'italech," they do another umdana, and they see that he's fine, and then he dies. So there are two umdanas. The one umdana is v'nafal lemishkav. The other umdana is yakum v'italech, and we said v'nika hamakeh. Now he's patur, right? Look at Jonas. Look at Rashi quickly. I'm just running out of a bit of time. Look at Rashi, the Bishlom of Nechemiah. Bishlom of Nechemiah, you got that Rashi there? It's about eight lines up, or Rashi's still a narrow line. Right? Right. Bishlom of Nechemiah, the Amari said, V'nikah makeh, that was the first one. La'omduhu bilamita, v'hakel, and he got better. V'chazar v'ichbid, and then he died, got worse, and that's why that v'nikama ke, at the end of the pasuk, the second pasuk came. Hanrich katve trei krai yetayru, the two yiturim, two redundancies in this pasuk, in these two psukim, which are both called as umdenas. The imba l'lam deinu, because if all we want to learn out of the pasuk was shachovel b'chavero chayev, that a person who beats up his friend is chayev beripui v'shevet, right, and all the five things that we learned about the kama. The pasuk could simply have said what? Look at Rashi. Nichtov vehika et re'ehu be'evro be'egrof v'nafal mishkav shivto yitayim v'rapoy rapay. What does it say? V'im yakum v'italech b'chutz v'nafal mishkav v'lo yamut. What are all those redundancies? The pasuk just said you beat your friend up, right? You hit him. He cut Jehu with a stone or with your fist, and he flies down. He falls down into bed, and you give him shifto, and you pay for his damages. Velo yamut, the pasuk velo yam, the word velo yamut, yetayrehu, is completely unnecessary. It's obvious he didn't die. He got up. So why say velo yamut? That's a drush. And so too, im yakum v'tepachot, if he gets when he's around. Why do we need that as well? That's also a drush. Those are the two drushim that come to teach us umdenas, as far as Rabbi Nehemiah is concerned. So twice Beit Din assess him. Chalu de lemit v'chayev, like Rashi says, the Lord time of hoyel v'yatzu Beit Din chayev. Nikvei, don't say such a guy, originally when they assess him he's going to die, now you chayev, we must kill him. Dahad rechayev, he makes a recovery, v'nika make. Even if, afilu chazar v'ichbid v'meit, he's patur. Even if the guy afterwards dies a second time, so to speak. Right? That's Rashi says over there. And so that's all beautiful according to Rabbi Nehemiah, because he learns the pasuk of two umdenas. Because we saw that he learns the nikamakeh. Remember, Chachamim learned the nikamakeh to teach us that he goes to jail. So they haven't got the second umdena available to assess him a second time. They've just got the one umdena that he was going to die. Right? El Rabbanan, the Amre lechavishata, that they say it comes to go to jail, that you imprison him. Trei umdene lamedi. Why do we haven't got two umdenes yet? Lichtov. What do we have to have the second umdene for? The pasuk should just have said lichtov lo yamut v'nafal mishkav v'nikam akesh ito yitay. V'shvayna minay umdene lamita. We learned from there that we didn't omit for mita v'chaya, and the guy lives. Give him money v'lo mita. But this umi v'nikam akesh yitay reshmainan is a yitur. The kesher yevorar lanu shelo yamut. In the meantime, he's locked up in jail. Okay, so Chachamim haven't got two yiturim here for umdenas. They've only got one umdena, right? So now we look at the Gemara. Okay, one second. ורבי נחמיה עמדוהו לחיים ומת לא צריך קרא. Now, so one second, now I'm confused. בשם נחמיה, אני כתיב תראה עומדנה. אחד עומדנה מיטה וחיים, אחד עומדנה מיטה. והקל ממה שהיה. אל רבנן, תראה עומדני למלי. Right, so why do we need two minutes for חכמים? We just, אל רבנן, I'm really חביש, because they say חבישה, right? So why are the two minutes of the pasuk? עומדו למת וחיה. V'chad umdu l'chayim, mate, it turns out that way, he says like this, the one case was umdu l'chaya v'mate, and the other one was umdu l'mate v'chaya, in other words, the complete contrast. So now, how does Rabbi Nehemiah have umdu l'chayim and he mate? He says he doesn't need an umdu l'chayim mate, because he never had that case, because in the very first case, when he said he was gonna live, and then he dies, we don't punish him according to Rabbi Nehemiah, he goes free. Remember? It was a chacham that you kill him. Chacham that he's patur. Shari atzami bait in zakai. Okay, so now, on this, the Gomorrah is a brighter. Terabaran. Hamaket chaveru v'amdu lemita v'chaya. You had an original, you beat the guy, and then you had an umdana that he's going to die, and he lives. Potrinoto. He goes for his patur. Who's that, Rak? That's exactly like Rabbi Nehemiah. Potrinoto. Mimita v'noten chamishad varim, says Rashi. You only pay for the five damages. Amduhu lemita. But if you amdu originally that he was going to die, v'hakel mima shehaya, and then he gets better, omdinoto omet shayin lemamun. You see, the second of Nehemiah, you have a second umdana now. Now gets better. Now you umdana, right? And you're going, v'im lachar ken ichbidu meit. Now, if after he goes, the guy dies, halach achar omet ha'emtzei. Look, Rashi, what's omet ha'emtzei? What's the middle omet? Ha'omet ha'sheni. What was omet ha'sheni that the guy was going to live? So therefore, and what happens? You only pay him, and that is Divrei Reb Nechemia. The Chachamim Omrim Ein Omed Achar Omed. That's exactly the machlok. Chachamim say no. There's one Omed, and that Omed was that he was going to die. If he lives, beautiful. If he gets better, even nicer. But if he dies, we go after the first Omed, and therefore you chayv mitah. And even though Rabbi Nechem would have said in the Mishnah, the Raglaim Davar, Chachamim of the opinion, there's only one Omed, and we go after the Omed. Now, Tanya Ilech, another brighter. Amduhu lemita, v'omdinoto lechayim. If you did an assessment of mita, then you could also assess him to chayim. But if you assessed him to chayim, ein omdinoto lemita. See that? Once you said the guy's going to live, in other words, you made the guy patur, you don't go back. But if you originally said he was going to die and the guy's chayiv mita, and then he recovers, you can assess again while he's getting better, and then let the guy go free. Amdu lemita v'hakel mima shehaya v'dilato omed shen lemamon. Im lachar ki nechbilu met v'shalem nezek v'tzar leyoshim. See that? He doesn't get killed. So the Gemara says, me'amatah m'shalem, at what stage does he pay? Misha'a shehikahu. From the moment that he punches him, ustama kerabi Nechemia. Look at Rashi, misha'a shehikahu. Omdin kama ya yafe kodim haka'a, v'kama ya yafe acharaka. Remember, we take him like on a shuk of the avadim, right? How much was this guy worth before he got beaten up? How much was he worth after he got beaten up? And the difference, he gets compensated. V'lo amrinan, says Rashi, hoyo v'nahashto lo amdinan le ele lemita. But wait a second, the moment we assessed him, he's going to die. Why are you paying? Let's wait until he dies, right? V'hashto hu amdinan le lemamon, nam deke dekai hashta, v'rehu kal umafsin le nizak. We don't say, right, with the stomach, Rabbi Nechemia, Bach stomach, Rabbi Nechemia, Muchacha, the Patale, Mimita, Afapi, Sheikh Bidramate. Even at the end of the day, the dog dies, still Patale, Mimita, but otherwise it'd be a case of a Kimle, right? We wouldn't have been able to pay because you'd be Chayav Mita. You're going to Chayav Mita, you don't pay the money. So you pay the money now, even before he dies. We pray that even if he dies later on, you were still Patale from Mita, and the money had to be paid before he died. Okay, let's end up.